Well, you know, in addition to preparing that Thanksgiving meal, many gardeners will be preparing the soil and doing other things to get their growing spaces ready for next spring. Now, arborists recommend using the extra time on this long weekend to check up on the trees, you know, help them weather the coming winter. And for some advice, I am joined by Tate Sala. He's an arborist and co-founder of tree care company Cohen & Master. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what kind of tree care are you usually doing at this time of year?
So being proactive with your trees at this time of year is really important. The first thing we want to do is looking at preventative maintenance. So basically, the fall is a great time to do that. The leaves start to come off the trees, and we can evaluate the canopy a little bit better. But basically, the stuff that we're looking for are dead branches, cracked or broken branches, maybe branch attachments that are weak, and we want to make sure that these canopies are balanced. We want to make sure going into the winter, when there's any type of storm event or snow or ice and heavy winds, that things aren't going to break and start falling apart. And then we want to make sure that our trees are set up that moving into spring, we can enjoy those canopies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to ask you, I mean, do people kind of take that for granted that the summer, we don't really need to look carefully? Because I think normally we associate damage to plants and trees with winter, right? Not necessarily the summer.
Well, that's true. I mean, we do see a lot of damage that happens in the winter. I mean, Canadian winters are very hard on our plants, and trees are no exception to that. But we do see things occur in the summer as well. But the thing is, some of those problems can be harder to spot, particularly for a homeowner who's just going out in the yard and having a look around. A lot of those things will be hidden, but we do get large storm events in the summer as well, and these can be catastrophic and can really end up ruining a tree or sometimes result in removal of that tree. So the message we like to get out is really being proactive. That's really the best thing that we can do for our trees. In terms of keeping them healthy.
And would you have different advice for people, say, who have urban trees as opposed to those with rural or maybe smaller community growths?
Absolutely. One of the problems we see specifically with urban trees is in connection with the soils. We don't have that forest floor, and soils become really compacted around trees, and that's probably the biggest challenge that urban trees will face. They're growing in soils that don't have a lot of microbial activity, and this is really challenging for tree roots. They can't uptake the nutrients that they need. So we want people to be aware of that, and we try to keep open green spaces around trees as much as possible, and don't cover things with pavement, and don't park your car in proximity to that tree. Even a lot of foot traffic over the rooting area of a tree can cause soil compaction, and that's a real challenge for plants to grow.
Is there something that people should actually be doing to the soil before the winter?
Well, ideally, we'd love to aerate those areas. So very similar to lawns, and that's something that people are familiar with, aerating lawns, to help that grass grow properly in the upcoming spring. Trees are the same. So we want to open up pore spaces in that soil and add in compost. Sometimes we'll apply a layer of mulch to the top of the tree as well, to the top of the soil. This process, it is rather involved. We'll use compressed air to actually make these holes into the ground and then backfill that with compost. So it's not necessarily something that the average homeowner can mm-hmm. do on their own, but even adding a layer of wood chip mulch around the base of the tree over the rooting area is very helpful in limiting compaction and helps add organic matter into the soil.
Yeah, and what about road salt? I mean, that can be damaging to plants. I don't know if there's anything that maybe people could do now to just mitigate the risks of road salt.
Absolutely. Road salt is a big problem for all plants. And again, trees are no exception to that. So the best remedy is to be mindful of that and not apply any road salt in proximity. But that's very difficult. We get, salt sprayed from the road and goes up in the gardens. One of the things that you can do is actually effectively a salt buffer treatment. And some garden centers are carrying these products, but essentially we're using gypsum, And we apply that, broadcast that, it's a granular product, to the top of the soils. And what that does, that basically speeds up the process of those salts washing out of the soil in the spring. So basically, when that salt goes, gets sprayed up from the road and goes into the soil, it's going to leach down into the soil, and basically it blocks water from being from the tree uptaking water. Basically, creates a barrier there.
Okay.
So the tree thinks there's a drought and it's going to go into stress. We don't want that to happen. So those salts will move out of the soil eventually with water, but by applying gypsum, it will speed up that process and ensure that the tree will thrive in the spring.
All right. Well, those are great tips to help our trees get ready for the winter. Thanks very much for joining us, Tate.
Thank you very much, Mary.
That's Tate Sala. He's an arborist and tree care specialist with Master & Cohen. We've got regional news next.